Now I'm reading verse 1 of chapter 1. The words of Amos, who was among the herdsmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. Now, I'll not go into detail about the date. That earthquake is mentioned by Zechariah nearly 200 years after this. It was, according to Josephus, took place during the reign of Uzziah. Be that as it may, that is really not the important thing, other than it does help us to see that he was a contemporary with Hosea, and he's one of the first of the prophets, and he is a prophet to the northern kingdom. Now, will you notice? And he said, "The Lord will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the inhabitants of the shepherd shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither." Now, this, of course, is very figurative language in many ways and very eloquent. The Lord will roar from Zion. Now, you will recall that Joel used that expression later on. It suggests the roar of a lion as it pounces upon its prey. And believe me, this is some way to begin. The Lord will roar from Zion like a lion, and it speaks of the coming judgment of God upon the nations that were round about. "And the habitations of the shepherds shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither." And that speaks, apparently, of a drought that was coming and of a famine that would come upon the land. It would be a famine that would extend throughout the entire land. I came over Carmel, where Haifa is, and I noticed how beautiful it is there, and the wonderful shrubbery they have today, and the lovely flowers that are there. Must have been that way in the day of Amos, also in the day of Elijah. But now there is coming this drought, that Carmel that was so beautiful shall wither.